righteousness wasn't written down as righteousness. It was written down as right-wise. That means one who is who he ought to be. And that gives us a whole different concept for many of us on the whole theme of righteousness. Adam was created by God. There was no sin in him. He was as he ought to be, but he chose to disobey God. And he chose to depart from God and follow his own will. From that very second he fell through sin, he was no longer what he ought to be. He was no longer in right standing before God, no longer had access to God on a moment-by-moment, day-by-day basis. Now in the sight of God, the only one is righteous, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He and only he is what he ought to be. And God looks at him and says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." By human standards, we might see many righteous people. But again, Romans 3:10 says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." God's standard of righteousness is absolute. We look at ourselves and we need to see ourselves as sinners. Isaiah 64:6 says, "All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We are shriveled up like a leaf in our wind, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away." The very best of our thoughts, words, and deeds still leave us unclean before God. We can't live a life that's worthy of the salvation that God offers us as a free gift. Notice in Isaiah 64:6, he talks about our righteousnesses. That's in its plural sense. Pollution extends to all areas of our lives. We have to realize that there's no way for us to be able to justify ourselves and our actions before a holy God. We have to come to that realization before we can know Jehovah Tenitsku. God can't overlook unrighteousness in us. And so we have to take and set aside our self-righteousness. Philippians 3 verses 6 to 9 says, "As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless. But whatever was to my profit, now I consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith." So what Paul's doing here is he's giving a summary of how the Pharisees would judge his life. We know the Pharisees were very legalistic, and they tried to live their rules by all the rules and regulations that they had set down. Most of them they had set down for themselves. He says, when I measure myself up against those, he says, I was a pretty good person. I pretty well nailed it on the head. But when I look at the Lord Jesus Christ, and I look at my life through him, I see that I was a sinner. and that the only way that I could be worthy of him would be to live my life fully for him. And so that's what he says here in this passage. He says, everything about my life I try to center around the focus of being like the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 10:3, he says, since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. God says we can't set our own standards, and when we measure up to those, we're good enough to get into heaven. He says the standard is the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're to live our lives by his standards. We can't substitute our way for God's way as it comes to salvation. That's not acceptable to God. The righteousness that God requires of his children is not a character trait. It's the righteousness of God himself. God's the one who stands and says, look at me. I'm the standard. I want you to live your lives working toward that standard. Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The righteousness we're to hunger and thirst after is God's righteousness. We're to try to be like God. The truth is set before us in Jeremiah's text, as well as the New Testament, is that Jehovah Tenitzku is our Lord Jesus Christ. Righteousness before God can only be found in him. For man, righteousness is a divine provision. If we're to be justified, we have to find righteousness not in ourselves, but in another, namely in Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 says, but of him you are in Jesus Christ, who is of God made unto us righteousness. No man outside of Christ has the quality of being righteous. He's not what he ought to be. Through faith in Christ, as a believer becomes what God requires of us if we put him first and foremost in our lives. A believer can stand before God in Christ and is viewed through Christ's perfect, unchallenged righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Can we see what God's done for us in justification? It says literally, when God views us, he views us like this. Thompson, stand up for me for a minute. Okay. Thank you. We're going to pretend for just a minute that Thompson is Jesus. See what Jesus looks like? Not like the little pictures. But it says there, when God looks at us, he doesn't see us standing out here on our own. He looks at us and sees us through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so everything that he sees in us is what Christ is. Thank you. That's important for us to realize. Because even after we've trusted Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we're not good enough to be called righteous. Only as we're seen through Christ do we become righteous. Christ, being without sin and free from sin, took our place as sinners. He was made a sin offering for us and died in our place. our sins were given to Christ, and God imputed